Loku kwenzakale ngesikhathi lumemetheka odlakela emasingo lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ebhodabhoda kulesifabelo ekhuluma loZulu. Ibandla leli lethule umbiko enkundleni yokuxhumana yeTwitter othi uthunjwe abanye babo egudu abatshaywe ngabacatshangelwa ukuba ngabalandeli be-ZANU-PF lapho uChamisa akade lo mhlangano lezakhamizi. Isikhulumeli samapholisa u-Senior Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthi akulambiko oveza ukuba kuthunjwe u-Arnold Batirayi lo-Admire Mfamba egudu. Kusanda kwenzakala phose okufanayo eNamwana Gold Point leBikita lapho uChamisa avinje khona ngabasekeli bebandla elibusayo. Omele ibandla le-ZANU-PF umnumzana Patrick Shinamasa uvumile emhlanganweni ekhuluma nentatheli izindaba ukuba abasekeli bebandla elibusayo bavimbe uChamisa ukuba akhulume labo ngenxa yokuba ibandla le-MDC Alliance bathi lalethela eleZimbabwe izijezo zenotho. Ekhuluma ngesehlakalo esenzakele namhlanje umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance umnumzana Felix Mafa uthe ibandla le-ZANU-PF liyesaba uChamisa ngoba uthandwa ngabantu.
We, the MDC Alliance and the progressive world and civic society, we unreserve.
Njenge-MDC Alliance siyasola okwenziwe yi-ZANU-PF labantu bayo babhidliza isisekelo ngokuqhubeka besenza udlakela esabelweni seMaswinga.
Pertinent issues with the community.
Umafa uthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF kalisoze liphumelele kulokhu ngoba uZulu weZimbabwe uyamethemba uChamisa njalo nguye yedwa ozalungisa ukuhlupha abantu.
We are not surprised by this naked violation of the constitution.
Akusimangalisi lokhu abakwenzayo ngoba vele ngumkhuba weZANU-PF. Singakhumbula bake bazama ukubulala ubaba uNkomo kukhetho luka-1980 khonale eMaswingo.
Dr. Joshua Nkomo.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo umsekeli wehlangothi lwabatsha olubona ngomsebenzi kubandla le-ZANU-PF uthi akunadlakela eZimbabwe.
Hayi, vele lokho kujwayelekile njalo bekuvele kulindelwe ukuthi abantu be-MDC bazafuna ukuzama ukwenza amaqhinga wonke azabonakalisa ilizwe leZimbabwe njengelizwe elilomsindo elingelakuthula. Bayakwenza vele sonke isikhathi nxa sesilanda usuku lwe-anti-sanctions. Bayakwazi ukuthi kulomuntu we-United Nations obuyayo njalo abafuna ukuthi benze ngani vele Zimbabwe kulobudlwangudlwangu.
Engcwethi kwezombusazwe uNkosazana Patience Sibanda okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute uthi eleZimbabwe seliphakathi kwesikhathi esinzima ngoba sekulungiselelwa ukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2023.
Already kule viki sesibonile ukuthi sisiya phambili kuzabe kumenjani. Singathi nje sisuka kuma-2018 election kwase wacaca ukuthi ama-political parties ayenza njani. I-ZANU-PF siyibona ngodlame.
Loba ebhekane nodlakela uChamisa uqhubekela phambili ngemihlangano yakhe eMasingo lapho axoxa khona labantu ngokumele kwenziwe ngesikhathi sokhetho. Ngimene i-27 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.